my favorite singer in the world, Libby York. Libby, how are you?
I'm good, Rick. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. You were going to be here on for your birthday show on Sunday, next Sunday at Winter's Jazz Club. But I want to talk to you before we start pitching that and reminding people of where it is and what you'll do there. Can you give me, you play around the country, Libby, because you're a great singer. Give me a sense, because I don't know, give me a sense of the health of jazz in nightclubs in New York, for instance.
Well, it's still great in New York. I just played a wonderful club in the West Village called Mesro, which always does well. And, you know, I was at the Chicago Jazz Festival yesterday, which was packed with people.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, that's always a great event. But, you know, it may be a niche audience, but the jazzers love their jazz. So it's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, if any indication, I mean, I've been a fan of the Jazz Fest here for many, many years. And they do seem, and I sense that there is a new crowd, a crowd of you know, not 20-year-olds, but a crowd of younger people is getting into it and appreciating it more than I would have imagined.
Absolutely, because you know the jazz programs in the colleges are thriving now. So a lot of young players are coming up in the business, and I saw a lot of young people at the fest yesterday. So that's a good thing.
Well, and do they, because you were so esteemed in the business, are you often approached to, I'm certainly not going to call you an elder stateswoman, but as someone who knows the business, you must on more than occasionally get approached by younger performers who want to know, hi, Libby, tell me, how'd you do it? How'd you make a career of this? That's what I want. Is that true?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, you know, some of the younger players, I think, just hang out with the other younger players. So there's that. But, I worked not too long ago at Le Piano with a wonderful young guitarist from Chile. He felt so glad to be working with, you can call me an elder, that's okay. To be working with someone, you know, that maybe he had heard of, and I've kind of gotten to a point where I'm starting to get the hang of it. I think I kind of have an idea of what to do, although it's still always a challenge.
Well, we've talked, you and I have talked a number of times about jazz and about your own career and about music in general. And one of the things we've touched on, and one of these days you're going to come in here and do a whole hour or two on the radio.
I'd love that.
Is that it doesn't stop. You learn more about yourself and about music and about, you know, the Great American Songbook, and you in about your own as you change. Emotionally and every other way, it is reflected in the way you handle a song, is it not?
Absolutely. Just, we got a lovely review from the Mesro set just about, you know, taking a deep dive into the lyric, and mm-hmm. that certainly gets, deeper as you get older, and it'll have lived more. And then also just having fun with the musicians on stage, you know, being more relaxed and improvising more. I'm not a scat singer, but I love to improvise with the phrasing.
Well, that's another thing. In a sense, you are, you know, anybody who performs on a stage is doing a certain amount of, I don't want to call it acting, but it certainly is kind of responsible for kind of dramatizing the music. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Correct. And just being really present. That's what I love about this music. The goal is really to never do the same song the same way twice.
Well, I think Well, and I think that is why you have attracted, you know, one of the, as far as I'm concerned, one of the great loyal followings to ever be in Chicago. And I know people are very excited. Are you doing two shows next Sunday?
Two shows. First one, nice and early, 5:30.
But people, well, that's another. Well, 7:30. That's another thing that before we take a break, I want to talk. That's another thing that's. It seems to have changed now. I mean, theaters are having earlier curtains, and I think a lot of it has to do with a kind of fearfulness that was fostered during the COVID lockdown and certain troubles that especially big cities have had after dark. And I find, frankly, not because I'm getting older too, but I find nothing wrong with that. I think 5:30 is a great time for you. You can have a drink at 5:30. I could have a drink at 5:30.
Right.
Do you notice
5:30 somewhere?
Yes, exactly. Do you notice a difference at all in the crowds when you're doing earlier shows?
I suppose the older people. Love the earlier sets, you know, and then they can go out to dinner afterwards or just go home, you know.
Good.
And on a Sunday, something about an early set is lovely. So, and I have fabulous musicians.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about them.
Yeah.
Libby York, we're taking a little break, and when we return from that break, we will talk about these four fabulous musicians you have with you next Sunday night. You can go to, well, Libby's got a great website, and you can, because she's only on for a half hour, I'm not going to eat up. I mean, I love listening to Libby York sing, but you can do that too. Just Google Libby York, and you'll get a lot of stuff, or go to her website, which is LibbyYork.com. Libby York will be back in town. This is her hometown, and she is ever devoted to Chicago, and she returns yearly around her birthday, for a celebration of her talent and her still being alive and kicking, right? Libby, when you put together a group to accompany you, of course you look for, you know, A1 musicianship, but there's got to be something else. You have to be sort of in tune collaboratively too. So what beyond, and these musicians, and you can talk about each one if you like, these musicians are first rate, great players, but there's got to be more. There's a relationship that forms between you and your musicians. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah. You know, being an accompanist is a skill in itself. And the lovely part about Chicago or New York is you have so many great people to choose from. I always go for a great player who's also a nice person.
Well, good for you. No, I couldn't agree more. I mean, not everybody's like Miles Davis or somebody who's, you know, remote and perhaps not the world's greatest collaborator for a singer, and he's dead anyway. So talk to me about this quartet that's going to be with you.
Yes, I have the wonderful Chris White on piano, wonderful accompanist, swings like crazy, you know, is just wonderful to work with. Ethan Fillion on bass, who's great. The wonderful John Deidemeyer on the drums, who plays the best jazz brushes I've ever heard.
Mm.
And then my frontline buddy, Eric Schneider, is a special guest on clarinet and tenor sax. So it will be a party for sure, you know?
And in selecting what you're going to play, and it is, in a sense, it's a celebration not only of your another year on the planet, but also of your talent. So how do you... For two different shows, do the shows differ? The 5:30 show differ from the later show?
Absolutely. And the birthday show is always fun because often I'll do a tribute to certain songwriters, and then you're you know, obligated to keep it in that framework. But for the birthday show, I figure I can do whatever I want. So I'm just doing my favorite songs, and you know, the songwriters vary from Gershwin to Cole Porter to Johnny Mercer to James Taylor. You know, just all of my favorite songs, and I like to keep it very positive because we need that these days.
No question. No question. Do people, because you've done this birthday celebration over the last few years, do people bring you presents? Do they bring you presents?
They do sometimes, some beautiful flowers or who knows what. Not required, but
no, of course not.
Lovely. And, you know, this year I've been asking a couple of people who have shown up. I have one friend who's been to my shows in four different states already.
Wow. Wow.
Key West, New York City, and Chicago, and in Michigan. And just, excuse me, asked, you know, do you have any requests? So I'm going to do a couple of requests for people that come all the time. But I do try to vary repertoire so people are hearing something new, you know.
One of the things about you, Livy York, before I let you go, and you can, I would recommend this sometime tonight or sometime this week before Libby's birthday celebration in two shows next Sunday at wintersjazzclub.com. You can go to libbyyork.com and sample her music. I was listening earlier today. I thought to play it, but we don't have enough time. You know, half hour is not enough time. Yeah. You know, you do an unbelievable version of Sunday in New York. It is really, really spectacular. You know how much I like all of your music, but I was so taken with that particular song earlier today. How long are you in town?
You know, I am actually based here more than ever right now because I have sold my Key West home of many years.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm not going to be gone as much as I used to be. I'll still be traveling. I've got a European trip in the works, but...
Think about coming in here for an hour or two, and we'll really
let's do it.
Do the definitive program. It's great to have you back in town. Libby York will be at Winter's Jazz Club next Sunday for two shows. 5:30 and what time?
5:30 and 7:30.
You can go to the 5:30 show, and then you can go home and go to bed, or you can go to the 5:30 show and go out to dinner somewhere.
And they can go to music or all of the online music venues.
You can get Libby's CDs too at her site, and she is one of Chicago's treasures. And boy, are you going to miss the Keys, your house in the Keys?
Well, I'm going down there to play a few concerts this winter, so
I'm sure you've made more than enough friends to have people hosting you. Yeah, it's like having a dozen houses down there. Libby, welcome back to town, and have a great show.